three extra bucks for that, Chris.
Thanks, bud.
No worries.
Okay.
Richie?
That hurts when it comes up, eh?
Is that like beach ball of doom?
Yeah. I think it's because it's gone wireless now, I had it plugged in with it.
Well, I've got a cable here.
There should be one just hanging out, there it is there, at the table.
Yep. Yeah.
That's for the...
He was just confused because he weren't plugged in there.
So just hit your green button top left there, Scott, and it'll auto fill the screen.
Yeah, good.
Okay. So I moved mine from Vox to TypePad, of course, but this was when it was still on Vox. And this is my first blog I did. And I find really the weekend's the best time for me to do anything during the week. By the time I get home from work, my brain turns off. It doesn't really work. So, hence, hey, it's Saturday morning. So, as we're going through here, I've put up some of the things that I've been doing with my class. I'll get to the concept map, which is further up. I've started at the beginning and going forward. But there's a number of things I've done. One of the things I looked at here, I've been using Buzz with my class, and this allows me to, as you can see here, put videos up and links to videos that we found on YouTube, and then I've had a few students have commented about this video. This is an electric concept car in China, and I think pretty cool, really. This is video theory. This is an idea I came up a little while ago with, and it came from the learning pyramid, where if we look at lecturing, roughly 5% of the time your lecture actually is retained by the student, and so 95% of your time is wasted. So if we learning pyramid. Looking at audio and video is, retained by about 20%. So I started doing some videos using some of the smart tools of the theory lessons, and having the students look at them while they're at home. And then this is some of the, using Buzz, some of the feedback from the students on what they thought about it. And most of the feedback was quite positive, so I've moved that forward into this semester as well. And that's why it's called Hear the Buzz. That's the MindMaster map. We'll jump across further forward than that. This here I was asked to do as an e-learning coordinator a report for Ian, and rather than